Texte numéro 75. Radio tagging sheep will kill traditional breeding. Étienne Mabille raises 57 sheep organically at Mévouillon in Drôme, France. In April 2012, his farm was inspected. All his animals were tagged and the stock book was up to date. But he refused to duplicate the identification system with a second tag containing a computer chip. The inspectors reported this as an anomaly. The following August, the regional authorities told him he would no longer qualify for EU subsidies and must pay a heavy fine. France made radio frequency identification tags, RFID, compulsory on sheep and goats in 2010. The aim, say authorities, is to improve traceability in case of diseases. At present, the tags only hold basic data, such as a transport permit, but more could be added, allowing individual management of feed, medication, supervision of hormone levels and even global positioning. Traditional farmers reckon this costly system would not improve the health of their animals, and they condemn growing pressure to industrialise traditional farming methods. Over the past 4 years, opposition to the scheme has become more organised. Groups have been established. In 2013, Germany challenged the computer tags before the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg. In April, Scottish MEPs tabled an amendment limiting compulsory radio tags on sheep to trips to the abattoir. It was rejected at the first reading, but will be tabled again in the autumn. Jocelyn Porcher, a sociologist at the National Institute for Agricultural Research, maintains that sudden disease outbreaks are not due to lack of traceability, rather industrial concentration, poor immune response due to highly selective breeding, and resistance to antibiotics. Traceability is far from providing an all-round guarantee. RFID tags had been compulsory on horses for 6 years when the horse meat scandal broke in January 2013, revealing how complex and obscure the meat processing industry could be and the inadequacy of certain controls. "It's all to do with this high-output approach to farming," says Mabille. "Our animals live outdoors and look after the hills. We take them to graze in just the right spots. They clear the scrub and prevent fires, which would cost the community a fortune. We don't need software to tell us how our animals are feeling and what they should be eating. We spend our lives with them. Raising sheep is a work of observation, contact and understanding. It's empirical too," he explains. The shepherds have also raised an ethical issue. Traditional stock breeding, which is not the same as industrial production of animal matter, involves an emotional bond connecting us to a finite world of flesh and blood, to the idea of death and responsibility. Adapted from New Scientist, September 2014.